Welcome to Mind Walk.
Hi there. Are you Ben?
Yeah, I'm Ben.
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Come right this way with me.
Produced at Upstart Radio for the radio, the internet, community, and micropower stations.
And then you will just be right in here.
Worldwide.
Yep, just...
Thanks.
Is it Pet Smart or Pet Smart? Are you saying that pets are smart or are you saying you're a mart for pets? I need answers! Which one is?
Actually
Yeah. They try to keep us locked in. Time to break the system down. Listen. They built the cage, they hold the keys. Got us working 40 years just to barely breathe. Pension plans evaporating like the morning mist. While they printing billions, you get the gist. Tax the front end, tax the back too. Take half your check before it gets to you. Property you own, but stop paying, see what happens. They'll take your land, your house, no capping. But I found the exit, digital escape, bro. No permission, need a different type of clout. Peer-to-peer, mathematics never lies. Watching the old system meet its demise.
Going down, down, down.
Poverty by design, keep you grounded just to stand in line. Social security running out of funds, while your taxes pay for it, where'd it run? 401k's crashing when the market drops. They gamble with your future at the top, but there's a legend that can't be erased. Mathematical truth can't be replaced. 24/7 network never sleeps. Protocol secure, promises it keeps. No bad luck for the rich when they fail. People's money, people scale.
Can't inflate, can't regulate. That's why they spread the effing lies. Truth is encrypted, can't disguise. Going down, down, down.
Every empire falls, especially ones built on paper walls. Fiat currency average 70 years. We overdue, facing all our fears. But from the ashes, something new will rise. Decentralized power, no compromise. Can't shut down, was distributed worldwide. Mathematical scarcity can't hide it. They'll try to delay it, try to control, try to tax and take their toll. But code of speech, freedom of expression. This is more than money, this is a session. Every transaction is a revolution. Every wallet is financial evolution. Breaking free from central banking chains. Sovereignty running through our veins. They want you scared, depending on the state. But independence written in the code we create. No single point of failure, no king on throne. Distributed consensus, power's overthrown. This ain't about getting rich, quick schemes. This is about fulfilling freedom dreams. Financial sovereignty for the common man. System going down, that's the bell.
Down, 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 down. Stop what's already started. This centralized, unhearted system.
New world up.
Upstart Radio.
I don't know if this is gonna let me post, but I'm gonna try.
Well, here we go again. Once upon a time in our rewritten history, 13 bloodlines rose to power wickedly. They came from ancient lands with depravity and vices, like usury and rape and ritual sacrifices. They worshipped evil gods, but they kept the secrets hidden as they infiltrated and hijacked other religions. They conquered other countries and they printed all the money while they plotted on a plan for the control of everybody. And here we are now, still on the same path, with the devil in the details. You could do the math. Only God's got the map with the one road back on the human racetrack. We passed the last lap. With Geppetto pedophiles and Illuminati puppets operating in the shadows like roaches evading justice. Subliminally teaching the wicked ways to the public, whether we knew it or not. Now we're all a product of it. See, they desecrated nature and set fire to the wilderness. Filled us with their poison and they wired us for sinfulness. Stole our ancient knowledge and left us broken and ignorant. Then stole our sons and daughters and fed on the stolen innocence. They groomed our behavior and turned us on our neighbors. Took away our promise and offered us false saviors. But something's gotta give when you rule by the takers, and in the end us and them will meet the same maker. So I dedicate the song to those who lost their life and paid the price to tell the truth for what they thought was right. Those who up against the odds answered for the call to fight, and now it's time that the fucking darkness is brought to light. Don't get distracted, it's time to load this chamber and aim at the head of the monster now.
So go and grab a slice of Pizzagate. John Podesta's here to serve you each a plate. Tony's pouring fresh adrenochrome you really need to taste. And Barack bought the hot dogs for over 60K. In just a single day, that's what our taxes went to pay. Careful though, he'll take you paddleboarding if you tell his secrets. And stay away from his husband, she's meaner than he is. And Bill Gates is over there with a syringe and gloves, cause he likes to vaccinate the kids before he drinks their blood. And who's that chewing on a pineal gland? Oh, that's just Hillary with all that frazzle drip on her hand.
That's red-handed.
And there's Bill with jizz on his pants. Galena wiped the stains when her plane from Israel lands. So someone grab the spirit cooker if you looking for the gravy. Abramovich, who is not a witch.
Well, maybe.
And Gaga, don't drink the goo-goo from little babies. That's crazy. She's honestly a really nice lady. And look, it's Kevin Spacey right off the set of a movie. He shot in his basement with a child and George Clooney. Weinstein funded it. Spielberg directed it. And Bono made the music and sang at a kid's benefit. And George H.W. Bush is pulling the car up with every man in his family, even Barbara. Ellen's on the way from Diddy's house with Sean Carter. Cause here at Comet Ping Pong, the club is what you're part of. Oprah's on the way, but she'll be late. She's stuck in human traffic. We'll just have to film the sacrifice and show it to her after. Go and throw it on a Lacy drive, but don't be losing that shit.
Where's Anthony Weiner's computer? I thought that Huma had it.
Just relax. Take a nap with that guy in the Biden mask. Even if they catch us, we'll be fine. Just give it time to pass. Jeffrey's got a back. This shit is under control. Cause he reports directly to the people running the show. Well, gee, who could that be? What a mystery. Even with the evidence, there's not a single hint to see. And these conspiracies have been mistaken all along. So I guess we'll never know just what is really going on. But before you call it anti-Semitism, try to listen and think how I said those families infiltrated religions. At the head of every snake is a servant of Satanism. Shit, the Vatican been human trafficking since the beginning. But one little country has become their seat of power, where they plot on pandemics and wars and twin towers. Babylonian Talmudism has been their recipe, and they've been sacrificing the fucking children for centuries. And they don't give a fuck about us. We're just goy, cattle, subhuman, only here to be destroyed and extorted and abused and ruled over with lies. But don't forget, guys, they're our greatest allies. Oh man, this song is gonna get me in some fucking trouble. That Khazarian mafia's watching you with the fallen angels and Nephilim. It's time to rid society's closet of all the skeletons. So let me just be crystal fucking clear and set a precedent. If Trump is proven part of it, then burn him with the rest of them. Anyone taking cookies out of Epstein's jar. Every Rachel Chandler handler in Epstein's car. And if he's really still alive, his judgment will come when he's mono-e-mono with God. That's an Epstein bar. We gotta break the mind control of these secret societies that kept us locked in our perception. Then they threw away the keys, making sure we never leave. And that everyone we see are incriminated guilty celebrities on the screens who've been living double lives in the company of snakes with the fucking balls to laugh at it right in front of our face. And it's hard when we grew up to love a lot of these stars, but it's time we see the monsters for exactly who they are. And fully cut ties with the idols of our youth, cause our childhood heroes have been hiding from the truth. But the reckoning is coming, ain't no running from the proof. So give every sick fuck at the pizzeria a noose. At the all white parties, show up in black, pulling up the eyes wide shut in a ski mask. Kerosene in hand while I'm flicking a lit match. And burn it all down till it's nothing but ash. Raw thoughts. And now it's feeling like the whole world's cursed. The devil lurks while he ushers in this hell on earth. And a one world government's looming out in the distance. A new world order is coming for the resistance. While all we do is bicker till it's ripping us apart. As the globalists controlling us and stripping us for parts. While they reset the score on the brink of world war. As I look around, I don't recognize it anymore. Feel a wheeze from the geoengineering on the breeze. While they blocking out the sky right in front of us to see. Fucking with us with the frequencies of 5G. Interacting with the graphene from the vaccines. And the food that we eat is poisoned down to the seeds. Hard to even call it food when Pfizer's making the cheese. While the algorithm focused us on how we disagreed, they've been building us a prison with digital IDs. So this ain't an act of violence, it's an act of defiance. It's a fucking middle finger to these pedophile tyrants. A reminder to the rebels who won't give them their compliance. When the pressure's on, never getting threatened into silence. And still hit the field while the home team's losing. Keep a cool head through the cries and confusion. Keep an open mind through the lies and illusions. And try to be a good human. So one last time, this the finale, put it to bed. Because after this, there won't be nothing left to be said. And I hope that after all of this, at least I made you think. That was always my intention for sharing what's in my head. It was never about the vision, I just needed y'all to listen. And wake the fuck up from this nightmare that we live in. So hate or love it if I got you to question the system. With all these raw thoughts, then I accomplished the mission. And I'm
thoughts were my own. In a world where the loudest opposition is controlled, I don't claim to have the answer. Really, all I've ever known is I gotta speak on it if I feel it in my bones. I've been right about a lot of things, wrong about some others. Shadow banned and demonized, still I never stuttered, cause from the very start, I just said what's in my heart. So one last time, raw thoughts, motherfucker.
Hi, have you ever considered going into teaching? The more you know about teaching, the more you'll know it's a challenging, rewarding, important profession. You help kids learn to read, to love science, to have self-respect. And you could become the person they'll remember all their lives. Little tiny people would admire you, and you'd get many, many pencils. And this time, you get the big desk.
I'm curious about the man who figured out how to influence what scientists publish, what children learn in school, and what intelligence agencies can see. And then when he died, his youngest daughter began a sexual blackmail operation with Jeffrey Epstein. And somehow we rarely talk about him. His name was Robert Maxwell, born in Czechoslovakia. Most of his family were killed in the Holocaust. He fled to Britain, spoke 9 languages, worked in intelligence during the war. And by age 30, the FBI had opened a file on him related to foreign intelligence concerns, which is an unusual background for someone later known primarily as a publisher. But I'm learning that a lot of publishers have unusual backgrounds. He founded Pergamon Press and pioneered a system where scientists do the research for free, write it up for free, peer review it for free, and then universities pay whatever you charge to access it. He launched 700 journals with profit margins around 40% higher than Apple or Google, essentially selling researchers their own work back to then sold the company to Elsevier for £440 million, and Elsevier is now the largest academic publisher in the world, still operating under that model. Today, 5 companies control over half of all scientific research published globally. In 1969, investigators discovered Pergamon's profits were inflated through transactions between Maxwell's own private companies. The British government declared him unfit and removed him from his board. So he borrowed money, bought Pergamon back, and continued because apparently that's an option. He tried to buy the News of the World but was refused. Rupert Murdoch acquired it instead and later built the Sun and Fox News. Apparently when you become a billionaire, the first thing you do is buy something that controls the narrative. Maxwell bought the Daily Mirror and spent years competing with Murdoch. Then in 1988, he purchased Macmillan Publishing in the United States for $2.6 billion and merged it with McGraw-Hill, creating one of the largest textbook publishers in the country. He did not write the textbooks, but he controlled the infrastructure, deciding what was published, funded, and distributed. Kindergarten or 12th grade materials and standardized tests that shape daily education. After Maxwell's death, McGraw-Hill assumed full ownership, and in 2013, it was acquired by Apollo Global Management, a private equity firm founded by Leon Black, who paid Jeffrey Epstein $170 million for tax advice. Epstein had no tax credentials, but sure, a Senate investigation found that money funded Epstein's trafficking operation. Black stepped down and paid $62 million for immunity from related claims. His son Ben was sworn in by J.D. Vance to lead the U.S. Econational Development Finance Corporation. And Apollo's current chief executive, Mark Rowan, now sits on Trump's Board of Peace for Gaza, meaning the firm that acquired the textbook company Maxwell built now sits at major policy tables. Maxwell was also linked to the sale of Promise surveillance software, reportedly modified with a backdoor and sold to governments worldwide. He bought a yacht from the nephew of Adnan Khashoggi, the Saudi arms dealer involved in Iran-Contra, and named it the Lady Ghislaine. In 1989, Donald Trump attended a party on that yacht with Robert and Ghislaine, and Trump's own yacht had been purchased from Khashoggi. At a certain point, these stopped being coincidences. In November 1991, Maxwell fell from the Lady Ghislaine and was later found in the Atlantic. Investigators uncovered that he had taken £400 million from employee pension funds. 32,000 people lost their retirement savings, and he received a state funeral in Jerusalem, attended by senior Israeli officials, which is a thing that apparently happens when a book publisher dies. His daughter Isabel later led a technology company connecting Silicon Valley and Israeli intelligence. Christine co-founded a firm that built the FBI's cross-agency search system across CIA and
NSA databases and gizme moved to New York and partnered with Jeffrey Epstein, whose largest financial client later purchased the textbook company her father built. I'm curious who decides today what research you can access and what news you see, because the infrastructure Robert Maxwell built did not disappear, it changed ownership. Follow along as I map how individuals across religions, countries, and political parties seek control of systems, markets, governments, and information to accumulate wealth, and how they cooperate across the divisions we argue about, because the common denominator is not religion or nationality, it is extreme wealth and insulation from consequences, and once you see that pattern, everything changes.
Upstart Radio.
This thing is an entire mess. The Palestinians are virtually in like a concentration camp. They have a few small missiles, but it's so minor compared to the firepower of Israel, who has nuclear weapons, and they can turn off all the food and all the water and whatever they want to the people in Palestine. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I want your attention. Let me take you back to 1897 in Basel, Switzerland. Zionist convention with Theodore Herzl and rest of the henchmen. The session agreed that you return to Zion. 1903, the Aliyah be arriving, supported by the British. Pro-Zionist-minded rock said Judea stood in the way of white men, aided with the Arthur Balfour Declaration, working with Rothschild, another Freemason. America joined up, approved the migration. Palestinian land, they began taking, civilian resettlement, planned partition. Many got killed from their own home, driven to war. Got built with no opposition. West Bank, Gaza resembling a prison.
I have a dream.
One day to see the liberation of Palestine.
I have a dream.
One day to see the liberation of Palestine.
I have a dream.
One day to see the liberation of Palestine.
I have a dream.
One day to see the liberation of Palestine. I'm not anti-Jew, I'm anti-oppression, anti-Zionism, anti-aggression. American aid, add fuel to the engine. American made guns be the murder weapon. They blaming Hamas for the fear and commotion. But how would you feel if your land was stolen? Living in a prison, your spirit is broken. Half your fam dead, can you fathom the notion? Coming from a war zone, I know what it's like when you running for your life in the middle of the night. The Israeli Defense Force, we need to indict for war crimes committed with illegal apartheid. My people rise up and oppose the oppressor. Let everybody in the world know the agenda. The West want peace, but don't apply pressure. Pro-Zionism, they support terror.
I have a dream.
One day to see the liberation of Palestine.
I have a dream.
One day to see the liberation of Palestine.
I have a dream.
One day to see the liberation of Palestine.
I have a dream.
One day to see the liberation of Palestine.
Israel is the reason for this war. America does not want to fight this war for Israel. Let's go. Come on, let's go.
America does not want to stop its sons and daughters the war for Israel. Your inability to name that shows that as leaders. Fall off now. And nobody wants to fight for Israel.
Just broke the hand of a Marine!
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for non-profit use.